Yom Shlishi B'Shabbes, Parshas Bamidbar, Shir 571. There was once a bacher that was eating by Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's house, Zechein Levracha, and he was eating lunch there. Many times the Rosh Hashivas would bring Talmidim with them to eat with them, and they would discuss learning when they were eating. And the Rebbetzin, the daughter of Reb Lezi Yudel Finkel, Zechein Levracha, brought the food that she prepared. When Reb Chaim Shmulevitz finished his lunch, he turned to her, he said, it's very good, very healthy. Maybe there's more food in the pot. So she said, of course. And she brought more. And then when the Rishiva saw how much hanah she was having from him eating, he said again, is there any more left? A little bit more? And the Talmud that was sitting there was very impressed. Why is the Rishiva keep asking again and again and again? He understood that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was a parish. He wasn't busy with food. So why over here does he keep asking for more and for more? So the Rishiva realized what his problem was, and when the Rebbetzin left to bring the third portion, he turned to his Talmud and he explained to him quietly. He said, the Rebbetzin put in a lot of effort into preparing this food, and she wants to see that we appreciate it. He said, just like I put in kaiches to give over the shir that I say in yeshiva, and when a bacher comes over and wants to say this thing and adds this piece and explains that based on the yesoid that I said, something else is understood, I have tremendous hana. I put in kaiches, I see hatzlacha from what I put in kaiches in. The food that the Rebbetzin prepares is her shir. This is her shir. And therefore she gets tremendous hana when I ask for a second portion. When we deal with other people, we have to look at their perspective. Did they put an effort into this? Is this something that's important to them? If it is, acknowledge it. Give them the chashivas. Help them feel important, because to them, this is important. So to you, it should also be.